This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, last little macro tidbit about this economy for today. Moving from how the economy is actually doing to how people in this economy are feeling about how it's doing. Morning Consult is out with some consumer sentiment polling, and the big takeaway is that people do seem to have a much more positive outlook on the economy now than they have over the past couple of years. See also Vibespansion. But if you zoom in on the data as we are wont to do around here, you'll see the gap between how high earners and low earners are feeling is widening. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab took that one on.
Through good times and bad, high earners always feel better about the economy than low earners do, says Joanne Hsu, director of the surveys of consumers at the University of Michigan.
People with higher incomes are just more equipped to handle downturns in the economy.
What's interesting is that when those downturns happen, the sentiment gap between high and low earners narrows, and it narrowed more than ever in 2022. That's because even though inflation has had a bigger effect on low-wage workers, it's made everyone feel, well, kind of crappy. But in the last year or so, the gap has widened again, and it's driven by the opinions of people who are better off. Camelia Kunin is a professor of finance at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
As soon as times become better, we observe that high-income earners and those with a higher level of education become more optimistic about the future of the macroeconomy.
She says that's mostly because of stock market performance. The S&P 500 has been breaking record highs.
So if I'm a high-income earner, probably I have a job that comes with a 401k. The low-income earners, this is irrelevant to them, right? Maybe they don't have any exposure at all to equities.
The stock market is not the economy, and definitely not for people who don't participate in it. Over the years, the sentiment gap has fluctuated, but now it's turned into the Grand Canyon, and it may stay that way for a while. John Lear is chief economist at Morning Consult.
I think there's a question of, you know, is this a feature of the U.S. economy or is it a bug?
Lear says as income distribution in the U.S. widens, it's more likely to become a feature. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.